Legendary quarterback Johnny Unitas died yesterday of a heart attack. He was 69 years old. During his 18-year career, Unitas broke many passing records and helped the Baltimore Colts win three NFL championships, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Johnny Unitas was the first pro quarterback to pass for 40,000 yards. He threw 290 career touchdowns. He completed at least one touchdown pass in a mind-boggling 47 straight games from 1956 to 1960. These statistics and more put him in the Hall of Fame, but numbers need context, and Leonard Lyles, who played with Unitas on the Baltimore Colts in the 1960s, offers a modern-day context to convey what it was like to be a teammate.
It's kind of like Tiger Woods. You went out there thinking you were going to win. But we got Unitas, so there's no reason in the world why we're not going to win this game.
Which is just what Lyles was thinking on December 28, 1958. He was a rookie standing on the sidelines at Yankee Stadium watching Unitas orchestrate the closing moments of what would become known as the greatest game in pro football history. It was the championship between Baltimore and the New York Giants. The Giants led late in the game, but Unitas led the Colts to the tying score to send the contest into sudden death overtime. Unitas again drove the Colts down the field to the New York 1 yard line. Announcer Bob Wolf made the call.
It's third and 1 yard to go for the championship. Barking out the signals for the Baltimore Colts. Unitas gives to Amici. The Colts are the world champions. Amici scores!
That game fueled the growing interest in pro football, and Johnny Unitas was in the thick of all the excitement, in a very matter-of-fact way, from his trademark crew cut and black high-top football shoes to his business-like poise in the most pressure-packed situations. Morning Edition commentator Frank DeFord grew up in Baltimore worshiping Unitas as a fan, and then as a sports reporter writing about Unitas.
Extraordinary sense of self and what he could accomplish, and I think that came from the fact that he wasn't a pretty boy. You know, this is a guy who, before he played for the Colts, was cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers and played for a year semi-pro ball. Played defense a lot of that year. You had to play offense and defense. Nothing came easy to Johnny Unitas.
Which, DeFord says, helped foster a humility not often found in famous pro athletes. Charles Tattlebaum was Unitas' lawyer and friend for more than 25 years.
Even as late as 2 weeks ago when I was with him, he would sign autographs for people happily. He was happy to talk about plays and games, and he would show an interest to people as if they were the only people that had ever asked him about that question before.
Before Leonard Lyles played for the Colts, he became the first black athlete to get a scholarship to the University of Louisville, where Unitas played college football. The two became friends, and Unitas would regularly go to Lyles' mother's house for Sunday dinner.
He wasn't ashamed to go into my neighborhood, and he always asked about my mom and always told me to take care of her. So that's something I'll always remember about Johnny Unitas until the day I'm gone.
According to his friends, being a decent person got Unitas into business trouble after his NFL career. He trusted the wrong people, they say, and suffered losses and bankruptcies. Bad luck, but it apparently didn't harden him. Asked whether his amazing football career was the high point of his life, he'd always answer, nope. It was his 8 kids by 2 marriages that gave him the most thrills. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Johnny Unitas' career stats are on the website, npr.org.